Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Muffet. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Billy Muffet. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. And now, play ball. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schilling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham takes first base on ball four. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hardy throws the ball into Schilling, who tags Robinson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cunningham moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hershberger moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into right field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. Hershberger tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hershberger scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Muffet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muffet hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schilling moves to second. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Bressuit goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yastrzemski. Aparicio moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herbert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Herbert reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. There goes Carrion trying to get to home. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Bressuit, who relays the ball to Pagliarani, who tags Carrion, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Landis reaches second base with a double. Herbert scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schilling bunts towards first. Cunningham fields the ball and throws to Herbert covering. Safe. Hardy moves to second. Dave Philly pinch hits for Billy Muffet. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. Hardy moves to third. Schilling moves to second. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. Hardy scores. Schilling moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Bressuit reaches second base with a double. Schilling scores. It's Red Sox, 4, White Sox, 4. Turk Lown now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cunningham for the out. one out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Lown covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forknealies fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Schilling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Mike Forknealies is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealies bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Schilling moves to third. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schilling scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Carrion and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Landis strikes out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cunningham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Smith moves to third. It's Red Sox, 6, White Sox, 6. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-3 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hardy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carrion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer bunts towards the mound. Forknealis fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrion moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Forknealis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealis is 0-for-0 in the game. Forknealis is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with Kemmerer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. Robinson bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Cunningham moves to second. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith is walked intentionally. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bressuit hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pagliarani strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Farley pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley takes first base on ball 4. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carrion bunts towards the mound. Forknealis fields it and throws to first for the out. Farley moves to second. One out. Bob Sadowski pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Bob Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Sadowski reaches second base with a double. Farley scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.